10th parak of Menachos, 5th Mishnah, Mishakar, Vayim, Yaitim, and Maitim, Shuk Yerushalayim, Shalayim, Mali, Kemach, HaKali. They came out from bringing the Korban Oyim, and they see Yerushalayim, the Shuk of Yerushalayim was already full with flour and roasted grains, Shalom, Rizan, Chacham. This was against the will of Chacham. Why? Because Lachatchila, Chachzal did not want people to harvest the new grain before the Korban Oyim was brought. If right after they brought the Korban Oyim, they already had roasted grains, that obviously was harvested way before then. He says that it was Beratz Nachama. So what is the point? There's an issa to harvest before the Korban Oyim. So that which is also to be koitz is only something that grows in a type of field which would potentially be used for the oimer. But if it was grown in a poor quality field, like we saw in the previous peg, it had to be watered, had to be fertilized. Though, since it was not roy to be brought as korban oimer, you could bring it, you could be koitzed beforehand. The machlekes between Rabbi Meir Yehuda over here is enechanami. They were koitzed from places which you cannot bring menachas from. But may holds that even something made exera, don't be koitzer anything beforehand, because maybe you're going to come and be koitzer the things that for your personal use that could have been used for korban oimer. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda does not make this exera, and he says it was acceptable as long as they were koitzer produce which was not growing in these choicest fields, then they could be koitzer that before the oimer, as long as they don't need it before the oimer. The second the oimer was brought, then all the new grains would be permitted to be eaten. People living far away from Yerushalayim would wait till Chatzos to make sure. They didn't know if it was brought or not, but when Chatzos came already, they could be sure that it was already brought. This Tana holds that Be'etzim B'zman Chubin Beis HaMikdash should have been permitted from the beginning of the day. But he made a takana to Yom Hedef, means the day of the Hakra, the Tanufa, the waving of the Omer, is Aser. In other words, we Aser for one more day. You should not eat Chodesh. Yeah. Because it's concerned that if you permit it from the beginning of the day, then Mi'etz Hashem, soon the base of Mikdash will be built, and people can say, oh, from the beginning of the day it's Mutter, they wouldn't wait for the Omer to be brought. Rabbi Yehuda, Aloi Minatayru Aser. Rabbi Yehuda held that no, Minatayru, you have to wait till the night, Shenema, Ad Etzem Ayim Azeh, that it's also till this entire day goes by. That's why he's learning Pshat. He could learn means till the beginning of this day, but he's learning till the end of this day. Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Pemet held not like that. He said, Etzem Ayim Azeh means till the beginning of this day, and therefore he made a takona. Rabbi Yehuda held, no, Etzem Ayim Azeh means till the end of this day, in which case, Meikir Din, the only way you could permit it is if you bring a Korban Oyim. If you don't bring a Korban Oyim, it's also till the end of the day. Why in the time of the Beis HaMikdash do we permit people that were not able to know when the Omer was brought? Why do we permit them from Chatzos? They know the Beis is not lazy about bringing the Omer, and for sure by Chatzos the Omer is brought.